Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Extend your pup and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout. Be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love. Be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out.
Let him out.
Today is the day to stand. Stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer out.
Let him out.
Today is the day.
And welcome. This is a redo show. So if for some reason you tuned into the last show and it didn't record, that's because, you know, technology doesn't work every single moment of every single day unless it's the perfect time. And now we're in the perfect time. So welcome. This is Cindy Sharp with the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show, or as we call here, 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive. If you've been tuning in this week, we've been doing this wonderful series on communication, and that is how we really get a very clear message out to our prospective clients of what it is that we do for them. And we've talked about everything from telling your story to getting very clear on who your client really is. It would be wonderful if we could serve everybody, and as a spiritual person myself, I know that we get caught up in this a little bit. You know, we want to heal the world, called us to do. What Spirit's really asking us to do is to take a specific group and to heal that group, and then anybody else that comes your way. But to have a specific group to heal, and in this particular case, it helps you tremendously in getting your message out there. It helps you tremendously in communicating what it is that you do to love this world and to love others and to heal others. So it doesn't matter what type of spiritual business you have, whether you meet people in person, whether you coach people over the phone, whatever the case may be, today will be something that will help you move your business forward, get into that flow, into that beautiful open space that Spirit has just for you, where all things are going well and you're doing your work that you are put here to do on this earth. Today we're talking about the pickup line. And oh no, this is not a cheesy pickup line. This is a pickup line that is something that you can say in an easy, clear way. It's where you're really getting down to what matters most to the person you're talking to. And where you can start wiping away when you meet people in person or you talk about what you do and you say, I am a Reiki master, or I am an angel card reader, or I am a hands-on healer, or I am an energy healer. And it's not that those things aren't important, because as we all know, you've worked very hard to accept that gift. You've worked very hard to have that gift and you know, in some cases, go to school, learn how to do it. There's some of us just needed to accept it, move forward and walk forward with it. But, you know, you have to give yourself acknowledgement for the hard work that you've put in thus far, or that you will put in if you're just in the beginning starting. But what matters isn't the education that you have. It's not the certificate you have that is on the wall. You know, I have a certificate that says that I am a spiritual business coach, and that matters to me. But, you know, does it really matter to you? No. What matters to you is, what can I really do for you to help you? What is it that I really can do to help heal in your business or heal in your life? That's what matters. So today we're going to talk about this pickup line and this action-filled radio show. You know, if you've tuned in before, you don't get to just sit there and listen. So grab a pen and a paper. Who, what, and matters. Who, what, and matters. So the goal of this pickup line is to get very clear on who do you serve and who do you help. And if you listen throughout the week, you'll know we really got into this and some different ways that you can really think about who is it that is your client. Who are the people that come to you most often? Who are the people that you specialize in? And a couple of ways to know who they are, and I'm going to ask you to go back and maybe listen to some of the other classes. One way is to sometimes I find is that we often heal people in places that maybe we've needed a healing in our life. You know, it's like our gift that just keeps getting given forward, right? So we've maybe had a struggle, we've had a challenge, and now we're giving back to that group. So who, think about that. That's one thing for you to come up with. What is it that you do for them? So what is the real action of what it is that you do for them? And sometimes we want to just be so simple as say, I heal them. But that's such a grandiose, big statement. But a lot of times people can't capture that statement and really understand it. So we need to get a little more clear and a little more defined on what it is we do for them. And then the last piece of the statement absolutely has to end with, what really matters to them? I mean, they want to really hear what it is that you're going to do for them in a way that pulls them to you. So as you're speaking this statement, they go, that's interesting. I think I need to hear more. Let me ask about it, right? So I'm going to give you three statements here, and we're going to just really quickly go through the who, what, and the matters so you can get a clear understanding of how you're going to do this for yourself. So the first one is I empower people who are in physical pain to find joy and releasing that pain so they can live a full life. Who are they? They are people that are in physical pain. What are you doing for them? You're helping them find their joy. What matters to them is that they release their pain and that they move to a life that is full and empowered. You get that? Okay, let's try another one. I help struggling moms to find more peace in their lives so they can have more free time for themselves. So who are they? They're struggling moms. What is it that you help them do? Find more peace in their lives. What matters to them is that they have more free time for themselves. They free up their lives. You can see how that would be pretty empowering. If you were a mom and you were real, you know, just overwhelmed, maybe in this sentence I might use the word overwhelmed versus struggling. But you're getting the point here, I hope. Let's try another one. I support young adults that are looking for focus so they can achieve their dreams. So who is it that you serve? Young adults. What are they looking for? Focus. How are you going, or what is it in it for them, so to speak, or what really matters to them? If they want to achieve their dreams, they're young, they're out here in the world, and they just can't wait to jump out of the ground. Who you serve, what is it you do for them? Make it very clear and very defined. No woo-woo stuff. I know we are spiritual entrepreneurs. I know that we were put on this earth with a gift. I know that our talent and that what the gift that we are given is here to heal others and heal the world. But this is where you need to get just a little more feet on the ground, where you're mixing that spirituality and that business together, and you're getting your feet on this beautiful human world we're in, and you're getting more clear, more defined, and you're leaving out a lot of the woo-woo stuff. We're just going to be keep it simple. Because if you are supposed to heal somebody and they're not yet to our beautiful woo-woo world, this spiritual vibration that we live in, you're not going to reach them if you go to them in a woo-woo high vibration way. Of course you're going to have your heart open. Of course you're going to reach them on a loving heart connection. But it has to be a little more clear, and it has to be a little more human, and it has to be a little more with our feet on the ground. So keep that in mind in all your marketing materials. Because I think sometimes what we do is we have a tendency to get a little bit too much up in the ether, and that, you know, sometimes scares people away that we really are ready, that really need our healing the absolute most, right? So the next thing is make sure after you've got the who, after you're clear on the what for them, what matters to them? Because how you're going to empower them to take the next step is when they hear that you can really take care of what's their most important thing in their life. So this is your assignment for this day. And you can work on this alone. If you need some help, you can reach out to me through sharpeningyourspirit.com. The other thing that you can do, if you would like to go really deeper on this communication, which is really one of the most important pieces of setting up your business, or if you've had a business for a long time and you're just not getting the clients that you want and you're not keeping them for a lengthy period of time. And I'm doing a class at the Spirituality Center, or learnitlive.com is an easy way to get to it, called the Pickup Map. And in the pickup map, we're going to go through in a very detailed way, a very clear way, and a way where you have some big action steps to move forward. And that is, we're going to go through what types of communication you need to have in your business. How do you tell your story? How do you come up with a very clear pickup line? And do you know what the larger message of your business is? Because once you know what the big message is, it's very much easier to get defined in how you're going to do some clarification to pull people in. And your bigger message is a more of, on a larger scale, what it is that you heal, what it is that your legacy is, what it is that you want to leave behind. So tune into that class. It's Learn It Live, the Pickup Plan. Today, I'm going to say thank you. I'm going to ask you to move forward in the energy flow of getting better communication into your business so you can heal more people, create raving, loving fans that come back again and again and again. And eventually, together, we'll heal the world. So very much for tuning in today. This is Cindy Sharp with Sharpening Your Spirit, 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive, and I'm sending you off with love, light, and as you know, one big kiss. Have a great day.